Hi, guys. I can't tell you my name because I have an embarrassing psychological condition. It's not something that I can control, and my therapy is still continuing. So I don't want to reveal who I am. Guys, I'm a compulsive liar. Like I said, this is a psychological condition. Doctors also call it pathological lying, which means, from a doctor's perspective, I'm sick. I know it sounds horrible, but my sickness is lying. What does being a compulsive liar mean? Why is this even a condition? But more importantly, is there treatment for it? For those who don't know, I'll try to answer these questions with examples. I'll also tell you about my biggest lie soon. When that lie came out, my parents found out that I had the condition, and I started getting treatment. Usually, people lie when they need to. Everybody lies. Let's think about the simplest example. You're a kid. You're playing ball with your little sister. You accidentally break your mom's favorite vase. Your mom comes in from the kitchen when she hears the noise. She's angry and asks, "Who did this?" You get scared of being punished and you point to your sister. You blame her, saying, "She did it. I told her so many times that she can't play here, but she doesn't listen." Whether your mom believes you or not is another story. But what matters here is that there is a reason for you to lie in this situation. People who are pathological liars don't need reasons to lie. We make up big and small lies unnecessarily. Lying is part of our life. When we lie so much, we become experts. We begin to create elaborate scenarios. We play a kind of convincing game. First, we say, "Let's see how good a lie I can come up with." Then, we start playing a game. "I wonder if I'll be able to convince them." There's a park that I take my dog to. Once my dog started fighting with another dog. The owner was a girl around my age. After the dogs calmed down and started playing, we sat down and started chatting. As we were talking, I was making up a lie in my head. She asked, "What do you do besides school?" I said, "I'm training for the Olympics." She said, "Really? Which sport?" And I started telling a story. "I've been swimming since I was a little kid. I don't really like it, but my mom pushes me to do sports. One day, my swimming coach noticed that I was much faster than the other kids. He asked them to get out of the pool and told me to swim 4 laps. He timed me. When I was done, he was really excited. He kept on saying, "You're amazing. You're unbelievable." We realized that day that I had God-given talent for swimming. My coach pressured me to compete, but I didn't want to become a professional swimmer. Like I said, I don't like sports, and the idea of becoming a professional swimmer doesn't appeal to me at all. The girl was all ears. From time to time, she would say things like, "Yes, there are people like you with hidden talents," or, "I think you should go for it." When I saw that she believed me, I kept on embellishing the lie, turning it into a film scenario. She asked, "How did they convince you to go to the Olympics?" Now it was my time to add in some acting. "My dad," I said, choking back tears. "We lost my dad in a car crash last year, and..." I couldn't finish my sentence because I started crying. She took out a tissue and gave it to me. "You don't have to tell me. I'm sorry that I upset you," she said. As I wiped my tears, I said, "No, it's not your fault. It actually feels good to share," and continued. My dad was always very excited to come to my swimming practice. He would always say, "I'm proud of you," and hug me afterwards. But I hadn't done anything to make him proud. If I had competed and won something, he would have been so happy. But I didn't do it. So now, I'll go to the Olympics, break the world record, and tell the cameras it's a gift to my dad. Now my new friend was crying too. "I'm especially good at short distance swimming. During practice, I break the world records for 50 meters and 100 meters freestyle. I'm going to give my dad not one, but 2 records. I practice 8 hours a day. My goal is to do much better than the current records so that they won't be able to break my record for a long time. Then my success will be worthy of my dad's pride. I know that he watches me from above. I can't wait to make him proud." We hugged and started crying. It was unbelievable. I had made up thousands of lies before, but none had been as effective as this one. That night, I felt like a general after big victory. I admired myself more and more each time I retold the story in my head. Still, even when you have this condition, you know that what you're doing is wrong, so you have to be really careful. For example, I never tell big lies to my friends or family, because they could easily figure them out and it would be hard to convince them. But, as I've shown you, you can easily convince someone you've just met or someone you'll never see again of pretty much anything. I broke my rule of not lying to friends and family once, and that's how my parents learned about my condition. Now, I'm going to tell you about that lie. One weekend, I was going to a friend's birthday party in a different part of the city. As I was checking the map on my phone, I bumped into a man. He was big, with a bald head and a beard. He looked me up and down. I apologized and continued walking. When I looked back, I saw that he was following me. Or at least I thought he was, until he turned to another street. I guess he just needed to go in the same direction. As I was approaching my friend's house, I had an idea. What could possibly happen if I lied to my close friends once about a man I'll never see again? It would make this party unforgettable for me and my friends. Or so I thought. I started acting out the lie right then. I turned off my phone and threw it into a trash can with my bag. That way, I would get a new phone too. When I arrived at my friend's house, I could barely breathe and I was crying at the same time. As I walked in, everybody just gathered around me, forgetting about the party. I started telling my story with no shame. I was walking, looking at the map on my phone. Suddenly, a man just appeared in front of me. He told me to give him my phone and my bag. Before I could do anything, he grabbed my bag. As I was giving him my phone, he took hold of my wrist and asked me how old I was. I started crying like crazy. He started dragging me. Just then, someone from inside one of the apartments yelled, "Let her go! I'm calling the police!" And he freaked out. So I started running without looking back. I owe that woman my life. But my phone and my bag were stolen. My goal was to get all the attention and then enjoy the party. But then things took an unexpected turn. I didn't know that my friend's dad was a high-level policeman. He came home right away when he heard about what happened. He apologized to me several times. He said that it was unforgivable that a guest should experience such a thing. We went to the police station together. They took my statement. Then an artist came in and made a sketch based on my description. I regret not describing someone else. Like an idiot, I described the bald man who I thought followed me. A week later, my friend's dad came to our house and took me and my parents back to the police station. They had caught him. They took us into a room. We could see the man through a two-way mirror. "Is this the man who robbed you?" they asked. Yes, it really was the same guy. They said he got out of prison last year and has a record of similar crimes. He hasn't done anything since he got out, but these kinds of men never learn. Apparently, he went back to his old ways. The police were sure that they got the right guy. It was obvious that I was just there as a formality. I was shaking with fear. I never thought it would come to this. I didn't know what to do. If I said, "Yes, it's him," I was going to be responsible for an innocent man going to prison. I had described him so well that he looked exactly the same as the person in the sketch. They were so alike that I couldn't say, "It's not him." Suddenly, I start crying. My mom hugged me. I was blabbering. I lied. I lied again. Everybody in the room looked at me in shock. I confessed that I had lied, feeling like I was in a trance. I don't think I'll ever be so ashamed in my life again. When we came back home, my parents were so sad. Their only daughter was a liar. But they didn't get angry with me because they knew I didn't have bad intentions. Like I said, they were just really sad. They made me an appointment with a psychiatrist. In the first session, I tried telling everything honestly. Then the doctor told me and my parents what kind of therapy I was going to have. Apparently, it was going to be a difficult process that would include both medication and therapy. We don't know how long it will last. Apparently, the success of the treatment depends on how eager I am. I really want to be cured of this condition, and I'm going to succeed, no matter what. Thanks for listening to me. If you want to tell your story, send it to the email address in the info section. Bye. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm going through a really difficult period. I need to tell you all about it so you can tell me what you think. Guys, I think I'm adopted. I'm serious. I've been thinking about this for a very long time. I finally asked my parents about it last month. They denied it. They said, "Of course not. Don't be silly. How did you come up with that?" They were very upset. My mom has migraines. After our conversation, she was in bed with migraines for 3 or 4 days. Of course I felt terrible about that, but I don't believe them because of all the evidence I have. My parents, or my adoptive parents, came up with all sorts of explanations for everything I see as proof. But I'm not convinced. Not knowing the truth is eating me up inside. Am I adopted? I would be so happy if you could tell me what you think once you hear the whole story. First, let me tell you a little bit about myself and my family. I'm 16 years old. I live in a small town. I had to take a break from school this year because of how this affected my mental health, but I want to go back. My mom doesn't work. My dad is in real estate. I have a brother who is 5 years younger than me. We don't have any financial problems. Clearly, I don't have a terrible life. We're a normal family with good days and bad days. I first started thinking about whether I'm adopted after we studied genetics at school. Both my parents and my brother have blue eyes. I have brown eyes. I learned this is not normal when studying for an exam. According to specialists, when both parents have blue eyes, there is a 99% chance that the child will have blue eyes, 0.5% chance they'll have green eyes, and 0.5% chance they'll have brown eyes. Guys, half a percent, that's 1 in 200. That's so unlikely. Then there's the fact that I'm the only one in the family with curly hair. I couldn't find clear information about this online, but considering my eye color, this seems very unlikely too. My mom has straight hair, my dad has straight hair, my brother has straight hair. If I had wavy hair, maybe I could convince myself that it was okay, but the fact that it's super curly makes it very doubtful. Once I started thinking about it, I found so many physical differences. For example, my brother has dimples like my mom. Both my dad and my brother have a gap in their teeth. I know you're going to say, "Stop exaggerating," but my brother's toenails are exactly the same as my mom's. Their big toenail is larger than normal. Their little toe almost has no nail. Like I said earlier, my brother has blue eyes and straight hair, meaning he shares some physical qualities with our parents. Don't you think it's a little weird that I'm so different? Here's one more evidence for you. My mom is always on a diet, but she can never lose weight. My dad also has issues with his weight. In fact, once when my dad had problems with his heart, his doctor said, "If you don't lose weight, this heart won't be able to take it." He had to go on a diet, but he couldn't even lose a pound. My brother, mom, and dad all have strong appetites. There's always food around. Somebody's always eating something, but I couldn't care less about food. When I go to bed, I realize I forgot to eat. Everyone says that I eat too little. What can I do? I really don't have much appetite. I can't force myself to eat a lot. Unlike everyone else in the house, I'm the only one who actually wants to gain weight. Everyone knows that such things are genetic. If I was really their child, don't you think that I would have an appetite like they do? Isn't it abnormal that I'm so different? There's another thing that makes me think I'm adopted. My brother was born as a result of IVF treatment. Of course, nobody told me about this, but I kind of knew it, even when I was young. Once I heard my mom crying. I went to see what was happening. She was on the phone. She didn't see me. She was talking to my aunt. It didn't work again. We've spent a fortune on these treatments. I'm so fed up. I'm losing hope. I won't be able to have a child. I need to accept this, she said. At the time, I interpreted this as, I won't be able to have another child. But when I started thinking that I might be adopted, I realized that my mom had meant, I'm never going to have a child of my own. My brother was born nearly 2 years after this conversation. That means my mom must have continued with the treatments and finally managed to get pregnant. Whether I'm related to my brother biologically or not, I love him so much. I'm so glad he was born. He loves me too. But what if he stops loving me when he finds out that I'm not his real sister? That makes me really upset too. Finally, here's the most important proof that I foolishly believed until now. My baby photos begin from the age of one. There are no photos of me as an infant, and neither are there photos of my mom when she was pregnant. My first photo is from my first birthday. The story they told me about this is that they saved the photos from my first year to a hard disk which got lost when we were moving. I was never suspicious, so I believed this for years. But really, wouldn't they have one printed photo of their first child? They would have framed it and put it somewhere in the house, or maybe made a magnet for the fridge or something. My dad says that he wanted to do it but couldn't because that year was so hectic with my birth, big problems at work, and moving to a new house. That's why they never got around to printing the photos. Only a child would believe that, as I did for all these years. According to the scenario that I've created in my mind, my parents couldn't have children after they got married. Probably, my mom went through treatments at the time as well, but couldn't get pregnant. So they adopted me. But they really wanted a child of their own, so they continued with the treatments. Like my mom said on the phone, they spent tons of money on them and finally had a child. Of course, they didn't get rid of me when my brother was born. They kept on raising me. But don't I have the right to know this most important fact about my life? Even though they don't treat me like I'm adopted, don't I have the right to know who my biological mom and dad are? Of course, it's my right, and I'm going to figure it out no matter what. The other thing that's bothering me is where and from whom they adopted me. I also have a theory about this. Let's see what you think. According to my research, there's an age limit for parents to adopt from an orphanage. That means you have to be a certain age. They couldn't have adopted me from a government agency because they were too young. They must have adopted me directly from a family or a single mother. The question then is, from whom? The answer is my aunt and uncle. In some families, when a couple can't have kids, another couple from within the family gives them a child. You get to help the loved one have a child while making sure that he or she will be well taken care of by someone you trust. Why do I think my aunt and uncle are my real parents? Let me tell you. First of all, my uncle has blue eyes, just like my dad does, but my uncle's wife has brown eyes. This solves the eye color issue. They have three kids, two girls and a boy. If you saw their youngest daughter's hair, I'm sure that you would agree with me, because her hair is even curlier than mine. Another physical proof, everyone in their family except for my uncle is very thin. They live in another country, but I don't want to say where. They used to visit every summer when I was a kid. But they don't anymore. Because I think that my aunt, who is probably my real mom, gets really sad when she sees me. Who knows? Maybe she regrets giving me up. I have this vague memory. I was sitting on my aunt's lap, and she was crying as she caressed my hair. My mom came in, grabbed me, and took me to another room right away. The memory isn't very clear because I was so young. I hope I didn't make it up. But when I think about it now, I can feel her touching my hair. In fact, she was humming a song as she was crying. I remember the melody. Whenever my uncle calls my dad, he talks to me and my brother too. He's always very kind to me. "How are you?" he asks. "Do you need anything? We can't come to visit, but I can send it to you." Things like that. Is my uncle my dad? One day I'll find out, no matter what. So, what happens now? You know there is something called a DNA test, but I need samples from my parents. I tried to see if I could do it secretly, but apparently things don't work like they do in the movies. For example, you can do a DNA test with saliva, but apparently an expert has to come and take the saliva sample himself under the right conditions. This means that I can't just take a chewed up gum to the lab. I went to convince my parents to do this test one day. How will I ever face them if the test proves that they really are my parents? This is not something that can be undone. Think about it. Your own child thinks you're not her real parents and makes you take a DNA test. Wouldn't it be too hurtful? This is my story, guys. Now, please tell me, do you think I'm adopted? Or am I just being ridiculous? Does my evidence make sense? Please share your thoughts in the comments. Do you think that my aunt and uncle can be my real parents? I'd be so happy if you could tell me what you think about that as well. If you want to see your story here, you can write it up and send it to the email address in the info section below. Thanks for listening to me. Please help me out with your comments. I really need it.